But the big news today, the Indian Premier League, the IPL, has been suspended indefinitely.
Cancelled.
With Australian and international participants ordered into immediate isolation.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of Aussies over there having a bat.
A few of the pollies putting a bit of pressure on the big dog to try and get people back into Australia. He doesn't want them in here.
Of course not.
It's COVID town.
Good. Damn straight it is
right,
over there.
We thought we'd better speak to someone who's got first-hand experience of India.
Yeah.
Not so long ago either.
Mm-hmm.
This bloke, of all the Lee brothers.
Yeah, go through the attributes, mate.
Well, obviously he's the most handsome, right? But little known to many people, he's the best golfer of the brothers.
Yeah.
Best guitarist.
Yeah.
Not a bad Tyler either, I've heard.
Yeah.
Great bloke.
Also known as Elephant Trunk.
Tripod, even. So, creator of also and star of Lunch with Lee. He's got his own podcast, quite successful.
Who the bloody hell are we talking about? We are talking about the one and only, the irresistible, the undeniable, the irrefutable.
Irrefutable.
The gorgeous.
This is what we call the Shane Lee Show.
Shane Lee, good morning, mate.
Hello, Shane.
How are you, buddy?
Boys, what an introduction. Thank you so much. And tell you what, I wouldn't mind Brett's bank account, that's all.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Hey, mate, Shane, when you were, how long was it that you were over in India?
So ago? I went over just pre-COVID for the World Masters. I think when I was over there, we played only one game. It was against Sri Lanka. I walked out the bat for the first time in 20 years for the Australian cricket team. We'll be at the Masters.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I walked out, we were 5 for 17. I walked off, we were 6 for 17. So I didn't trouble the story.
That's not a bad. That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
right. Nothing. But you can get away with anything at the Masters.
Of course you can.
Especially when you're handsome.
Well, that's right. But I came home COVID-free, but what an issue out there at the moment, boys. And Michael Slater teeing off yesterday from his nice five-star resort in the Maldives. I felt like saying to Slats, mate, listen, just relax. The Maldives is a very dangerous place too. I know a bloke once who lost his eye when a cocktail umbrella flew out of his martini. So just watch yourself, mate.
That's right.
Blood on their hands, those waiters. Blood on their hands. Mate, what about for the cricketers over there? Like, we've got Pat Cummins, Dave Warner. Mate, it must be very, very concerning with 20 million cases of COVID now hitting that country.
Yeah, it was very, very concerning. My brother's there as well, Brett. But the real issue now is that now the IPL is actually cancelled. How are they going to be protected whilst they're still over there until they can get back after May 15th? So, you know, at least when the IPL was on, they had security at the hotels. They had, you know, checks and balances. We're getting the staff tested. I think that will all disappear now. So they're sort of going to be left to their own resources now, which is really, really scary.
Jeez, it would be. Do you reckon, I sort of always thought that when they were over there and they said, yeah, we're staying for the tournament, that may have been some contractual thing. Like, do you reckon that they were stuck there? Do you reckon they had a choice and were able to come back? I mean, I know a couple of cricketers did, but not everyone might have had the choice.
No, well, you do have the choice, but the money is really, really good. So that they're making a lifestyle choice there. Saying that, if you pull out, the cricketers that that decided to leave early, Andrew Ty, Adam Zampa, for example, but it'd be very unlikely they'll ever be picked over there again. Now, for them to walk out on the tournament itself first, I dare say they'll probably never be selected over there in the IPL again, which is would cost them a fortune.
Yeah, they've peed on their chips.
Shane, it looks as though like the what's in place in India isn't the same as what's in place with Australia. Is Brett using methods from Australia to stay safe from COVID? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I spoke to Peter Brett all the time. Look, they were basically going from one floor in the hotel to the one restaurant within the hotel. They were going to and from the ground in hazmat suits almost, wearing a mask the whole time, getting tested nearly every second day. It's a really, really tough bubble to exist in. Yeah, but saying that, the guys are getting paid really, really well, and they did make the choice to go over there. So, and Brett understands too that there is a 2-week quarantine period when he gets back. He did that last time, and that's what, just because you're a cricketer, you don't get a free run, that's for sure.
No, that's right. I mean, the thing is, the Prime Minister's getting heat from everyone now for shutting the door on everyone, and I don't know, I've noticed on the street talking to people, a lot of people just say, no, you're over there, that's your decision, you could have come back earlier and you didn't. For maybe there's some people that couldn't come back and tried to, but you know, if you've chosen to live in India and now that the border's shut, it's similar to what we did with the States, and you just have to grin and bear it, right?
100%. That's true. And I don't know why Scott Morrison, he's a bit of a buffoon, isn't he? Like, why is he coming back to Michael Slater? Just do your job, mate. Keep it real for everyone else.
That's right.
Don't get down in the quagmire with flats.
Hey, Shane.
No, that's quite a quagmire to be in.
Shane, yeah. to David Warner, mate, why was he dropped and stripped of his captaincy by the Sunrisers last week?
Well, you've only got one currency as a batsman, that's called runs. He wasn't scoring enough runs. Look, David Warner's on at the end of his career, I think. He's been a fantastic player for Australia and for New South Wales, and he's done really well in the IPL. I just think it's a hell of a lot. You know, being away from your family and friends and being stuck in the bubble would be really, really tough. And India's a tough place where you're not scoring runs. It is really, really hard to get the rhythm. And I think it's all too much for him, mate, to be honest.
Would he be on the same amount as Cummins? Would he be on 3.1 mil?
No, he's not this year, but Dave Warner's he's made lots of money out of cricket, particularly the IPL. But yeah, big fees in it. Pat Cummins for 6 weeks' work, $3.1 million. Not bad, guys.
That's as much as Rob Palmer got for winning Dancing with the Stars back in 2010.
No, he deserves more than that.
Oh, of course.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Shane. Mate. You've seen the photos.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure talking to the best Lee brother there is, Shane Lee. Thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
Good on you guys. Thank you.